Inspiration. P is for peace. Inspiration inspires peace. We can go to pieces or have peace in mind as we are willing to give perceived conflict over to inspiration in exchange for peace. Ah, the song of peace. If only I knew the lyrics. Go through your relationships and assign each one a song. What do you got? Country ballads about a good girl gone bad or unreciprocated love. Pop tunes about endless love coming to a shocking end. Rock songs about sex, betrayal, and stolen love. Operas of romantic interludes interlaced with murder and intrigue. Musicals telling stories of good fortune and happily ever after. Heavy metal screaming for an identity. Rap tunes rhyming, blues tunes singing the blues, folk tunes talking of life such as it is. What are the lyrics to your relationships? Are you singing Here Comes the Sun or Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head? Your inspiring self-heart-mind is experiencing peace in its relationships. Peace is standing under the lamppost harmonizing, singing in the rain, while the cubicle self is busy selling tickets to I Did It My Way. Practice peace to remember it is the motto of your inspired self in all relationships, in every walk of life. A person lacking peace in life is a mind not at peace. A mind not at peace is a mind practicing conflict. A person whose relationships are full of conflict is a mind feeling conflicted. That's okay. It is a common cubicle experience. Would you rather be right or at peace? If someone is having a bad day or just a bad personality, do you want to have a bad day too? Do you want to learn conflict along with them? Do you say to their bad personality, I can be better at being little and pig-headed than you. Try this on for size. Honk, crash, burn. Peace is not a mystery. Peace is a choice. Practice choosing peace. Are you practicing conflict or are you practicing peace? Being at peace may or may not bring peace to your relationships. You may witness someone discovering peace right before your eyes, or you may witness a person stuck in conflict. Yet even though you see their cubicle conflict, you are not drawn into the fire with them because you are experiencing peace, and you are seeing the peace within that person instead of the lack of peace he or she is feeling. Your inspired self sees the reality of peace behind the facade. Peace is the patience we all seek in relationships. Practice experiencing peace in your relationships. Notice you are not at peace. Pause. Decide to be willing. Call on and connect with inspiration. Being present with your breath, a word, phrase, image, movement, gesture, or sound may help you to connect. Feel your lack of peace, whatever it is. Anger, sadness, aloneness, anxiety, feeling unsafe or fearful. Ask your inspiring heart mind, what thoughts are disturbing my peace? Listen. Be aware of inspiration's presence. See these thoughts and feelings flowing into peace. In peace, let go of the outcome. Give thanks. You have accepted your invitation to peace.